5MU and Matchbox 20, that is 3am. That's the time I might get up, but you people, much more civilised. Speaking of civilised...
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again?
Hey! Live in the studio, the very civil Richard Pasco. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam, again. We're sending... Four phone calls came in saying how great we sound.
Absolutely. Sounding like 30 years younger.
Exactly right. And we need to.
Right.
Oh, I need to, especially today.
That's right.
Especially today.
It's Richard's birthday, folks. Happy birthday to you. Did you get anything lovely?
No.
Flowers?
No, nothing.
Flowers for breakfast?
Not a cracker.
No. That's terrible. Oh, well. I mean, your presents will come after noon.
I'm sure they will. Say yes.
In small glasses, probably. Which is good. Now, we're going to be talking tech in just a moment and how good we sound on the radio. But, of course, we can sound good. If you're in one of those shadow areas, if there's a hill in the way of our thing, you might be a little crackly at the moment. But there's ways you can improve that.
There is. If you've got a Google Home, if you've got an Amazon Alexa,
yes,
all you have to do is go along and say, "Hey, Google, listen to 5MU. Alexa, play 5MU. And it will come on. And Adam, there are people out there really annoyed at me at the moment because all the Google Homes and Alexas are just springing to life right now and playing 5MU, which they should be
at the moment. Now, there's a little delay in it, so it might be doing it over and over again. So it could start off a chain reaction, which will be lovely. But it's great to listen to, and the data that you're worried about, you should not
be worried about it. Streaming radio takes very, very little data. The last time I saw it was about 25 megabits per hour.
Right. If that's a concern to you, you need to go and see Vince and the team at the Telstra shops in Mount Barker or Murray Bridge and get on a better plan.
Get on a better plan. Yeah. Really, you know, unlimited plan, that's really is what you need.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to remember now, if you haven't been into a store, you know, I always pump this up, if you haven't been into a store for a while, go in there and check your plans.
Absolutely.
You know, they will guide you about the best plan that you should be on.
Right. My wife had had an old plan for 100 years and was amazed at how different plans have come along in terms of data and cost.
If you haven't been in the last 3-4 years, you will save money, your plan will go down, your data will go way up as well. And remember, they don't cut your data off now, Adam, as well. So, you know, it really is unlimited data on there as well. It will slow down after a certain period of time.
Right.
But if you use all of it, well, probably I'll walk to China and back.
Okay. That's right, especially if it's by just by streaming us. Now, if you want to know a little more, adelaidetechguy.com.au is where you can find out. Richard's put up an article exactly how to get these things to listen to us.
Exactly right.
Which is great. Now, let's talk tech, shall we? Samsung.
Great news from Samsung this week. They're going to provide at least 4 years of updates to their Samsung devices.
Okay.
Now, I think this is a really good move from them. They said it was 3 years. I reckon that figure was always a bit rubbery. I reckon they probably put out 2 years. The problem with Samsung devices against Apple devices is that Samsung make the update.
Yep.
And they ship it off to Google, and then Google ships it off to the telco, and then the telco tries to send it off to you. So it's not like the Apple one where it just instantly gets pumped out all around the world.
Right.
So they're trying to circumvent that at the moment, which is good. But Samsung are really committed now because they're saying that because they play such an important part in our lives, our mobile devices, they're committed to securing Galaxy devices for even longer. And that's good. That's what we want. So it's not that forced obsolescence out there.
Right.
But remember, if you've got an Android phone that's probably 3-4 years old, you've just got to be a tiny bit more careful than you normally would. And look for updates. Make sure you keep it updated all the time.
Right. I've got a Google, and it just sent me a text saying it's time. Come on.
It's time.
Swap it over now.
And I think
I will.
You'll see some great new features coming to Google Pixels as well. Just got announced this morning.
Right.
As well.
Great.
Yes.
I'm glad I waited.
There you go.
Now, I occasionally, and when I say occasionally, you know, when nature calls, don't mind watching a little telly on the smartphone.
Yes.
And that's...
We've cleaned that up immensely, haven't we? Yes.
Just go to a very small room and I watch it. And I can do that a little easier now because Netflix has done something nice.
They have. Most people have got Netflix, I've got to say. Mm-hmm. So same streaming service, the number one out there as well. There's a new feature on it called Downloads for You. So that, when you enable it, will automatically download shows and movies based on your preferences on there as well. And you'll go, how much are they going to download, wouldn't you? You'd be concerned about that.
That's quite a bit.
You can actually go along and sit down and say, you know, you can. It can be 3 gig, 5 gig, or 10 gig of the phone.
Right.
So you go along, it will automatically download shows that you want, and once you watch them, it will remove them afterwards as well, which is what we want to go along and do.
It's like a podcast for your eyes.
Exactly right. Nice. So once you watched it, it will go along, so you can go along and set it off. It's on Android phones, I think, right now as well. iOS, which is all the Apple people, will be in the next few weeks as well.
Great.
So if you're a big Netflix fan, they've made it easier for you.
Very nice indeed. Well done, Netflix. I think with the slew of streaming services that has come in the last 18 months or so.
Just very quickly too, Adam, if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, you've now got the Star Network as well. On there, hundreds of movies and TV shows on there as well. They've just come in. And so if you paid for Disney Plus for the year, they won't put the price up. They'll only put it up at
when
your subscription comes up. It's going up to $119 a year. Still cheaper than Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds expensive when you say $119, but then a year, that's actually very good.
It's very good,
If the Telstra Roku box could figure out how to get Disney Plus, I'd be really happy. Just annoyed about that. Now, Apple, they've gone back to number one. They've ash-barted.
They have. For the first time since 2016, Apple beat Samsung sales on smartphones.
I find that hard to believe. Like, that 2016 was the last time Apple was the number one. That's
5 years ago. Yeah. So the last quarter of 2020, because they take it by quarters, iPhone's nearly 80 million phones, Samsung 62 million phones out there as well. So, yes. And if you're going to buy a phone, the Galaxy S21 is a wonderful phone, but you wouldn't upgrade from the S20 to the S21.
I know our newsreader, Jenny Lenman, got a new iPhone, but it was the 11.
Right. No, lovely phone.
Yeah, great.
Lovely fun.
Can do.
Yes.
It's fine.
Perfect fun.
Perfect for her because we were out on the weekend and she spilt stuff on it twice and it seemed to take it fine.
Yes, that's what we liked.
Very good.
When she drops her alcohol all over it, you know, it's not right, Adam, is it?
I said it was liquid. You said it was alcohol. You are more correct, but
she had a big weekend, didn't she?
Oh, just a nice, comfortable weekend. Richard, that is some great news. Thank you for the tech news. Redbacks news now. Another plucking of defeat from the jaws of victory.
Do you know, the high performance manager would have been jumping up and down with joy when they were 9 down, wouldn't they?
He's thinking,
I'm finally going to get a win. And
Australians can't do in cricket is get the last person out? We seem to struggle with that from time to time.
We do, but should it have got down to that, Adam?
No, it shouldn't have. Yeah. Anyway.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It worries me, so yes, it really does. And why are we shortening the Shield season?
Right. No one's watching it at the ground anyway.
No.
Just put it through to May.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Let them keep playing.
We might find some people who can play cricket.
Exactly right. Anyway.
Solving the problems one episode at a time, folks. Richard Pascoe, happy birthday. And
thank you.
I hope you enjoy spilling liquid on your phone this evening.